This is GQDN for Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest worthy. Strawberries, good. Real good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a game coming to demo. Oh, something's coming out soon. And somebody found something at Red Dead Redemption 2. And we got games coming to Game Pass. But we begin today with KitGuru.net. Because yesterday, at the time of yesterday's recording, the Steam Awards happened. Yes, they did. So we're going to go bottoms up. The Sit Back and Relax Award went to, are we there yet? The Outstanding Story Rich Game Award went to Dispatch. I've seen some of that on some of my social feeds. Looks pretty good. Best Soundtrack Award, Player Obscure Expedition 33. I think you heard of that one before. Best Game You, I'm quoting this, Suck At Award. Yeah, I know, this is a kid's show. Even though we talk about some adult stuff, hopefully to translate to kids' ears. The winner, Hollow Knight Silk Song. Most Innovative Gameplay Award is Ark Raiders. Well done. Outstanding Visual Style Award, Silent Hill F. Better With Friends Award went to Peak. Best Game on Steam Deck Award went to Hades 2. Labor of Love Award went to Baldur's Gate 3. The VR Game of the Year Award went to The Midnight Walk. And the Game of the Year for Steam and players went to Hollow Knight Silk Song. Well done to all the winners, and well done to all the people that voted on their favorite games. I voted too. But now we go to what's coming to Fortnite. Oh, Kyle, according to purexbox.com, it's going to be South Park. In fact, Fortnite got up on X and said, chaos loading, and gave the date, the 9th of January, 2026. So in 3 days, Friday, you can play as one of your favorite South Park characters. Because you just might see Cartman, Kyle, Stan, and Kenny. Well, who killed Kenny? Maybe you did. Well, that's coming to Fortnite. So enjoy that one, starting Friday. And Red Dead Redemption 2? Well, the fans went looking for something. And according to IGN, they found a spider web. The fans found a spider web. And that unveiled a mystery. And the spider webs contain a feather which can be shot at. And the webs themselves appear for only 1 hour in the game time each night. In fact, there was a video about this where three fans, Golden Play Stereo, Furia 87, and U/Flavor01, did comment on the video where they said that they checked out everything and discovered the secret, which has been there since the original launch 8 years ago. It will be 8 years ago now. And since there's a fresh update, as detailed on the second phase, the players did discover that there are different spider webs that led to one central web that contained a direction in its better spider web design. There's an end designed as a symbol for another telegraph pole. And the end leads to another wooden pole, which when it's found, can be shot at to reveal another direction under its bark. Now, players don't know where that's leading, but that is indeed a mystery to solve. So what could be there? Well, we don't know. And we don't know just yet. What we do know is back at CES, because Klipsch, as I believe that's pronounced, is back to making some headphones via tomsguide.com. And they made an appearance at CES 2026 this year. And that's with the announcements of not just the headphones, but the amps and speakers. Now, they haven't done headphones in a while. So when they showed up, well, Tom's guide was fairly impressed. Now, there is no news about the battery life of these headphones, but if you want to listen to music at work, at home, your workout, whatever you're doing, these headphones could be for you. Now, if you got it in your finances, you can get the HP 3 or you can get the HP 2. So have fun with that. Maybe you could use that for your PC. Or maybe you can somehow hook it up to your Nintendo Switch, because NintendoLife.com did say that Shovel Knight will get a limited Switch physical edition from Super Rare Games. Now, we talked about them there yesterday, but now it's going to get a Super Rare cover edition, and that'll be made available on their website at 1 p.m. EST on January 8th, so Thursday. Looks pretty good. So if you want it, it's going to be limited. Watch the resales on that one too. But if you don't care about that, you still get a Nintendo Switch or Switch 2. Wizard 101 is now coming to the Nintendo Switch platform on January 13th, so in 1 week. And Wizard 101 players will become students of magic who must protect the spiral of the game fantasy universe. You gotta take on threats. Yep, you do. And you can have fun with that one too. To Nintendo Switch. I did talk about Game Passer, didn't I? Well, DualShockers.com did say that Xbox Game Pass will now have the Star Wars Outlaws, because they are now coming to Game Pass. They'll be along with Brews and Bastards, Little Nightmares Enhanced Edition, Atomfall, Lost and Random, The Eternal Die, Rematch, Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine Mastercrafted Edition, Final Fantasy, Star Wars Outlaws, which what I already said, My Little Pony, A Zephyr Heights Mystery, Resident Evil Village, Mio Memories in Orbit. They're going to different types of the platform. It's all different games, but that's the full list of the games. So if you want to see what's on the different platforms, maybe you have an Xbox Game Pass, you can check that out. But here is a demo that's coming for everybody. Oh yeah, you know I'm looking forward to it. Dragon Quest VII Reimagined is coming this year. And the demo is available for everybody on January 7th. In fact, Dragon Quest on Reddit did say, quote, play the free demo for Dragon Quest VII Reimagined starting January 7th on Nintendo Switch 2, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. You'll be able to carry over your progress in the full game when it releases on February 5th, 2026. So if you're planning on getting the game like I am, have fun with it. And good luck. It's gonna be good. Real good. At least I suspect. But we end today with the passing of a legend. Eurogamer.net did say that the Sega co-founder, David Rosen, has died at the age of 95. Now, Eurogamer put up a really good article about this, because they were talking about Rosen and how he did help to found Sega. And they did start out with him, Rosen, being in the Korean War, because he served as a United States Air Force pilot. Now, they didn't get into the battle itself, but that was part of his background. Rosen then went to some of his ventures with his businesses, which would include the photo booths from the U.S. that would serve as an ID card. And from there, he went to work on some pinball tables and some coin-operated machines, which did lead him to Neon Goroku Busan, which was another coin-op importer, to where the business, Service Games, was shortened to Sega, and that would mark the new joint venture. That's what the Guardian said. And for those who don't know, Sega began in the arcades. But when Rosen went back to the U.S. in the 80s, he had his eyes on the console market. And the early attempt didn't get very far on the 1986 Master System, even in Europe and South America. But he did see the success that was driven by some older age games, Golden Axes and Shinobus, and, of course, Mario. Now, that did lead to the Mega Drive and Genesis which would appear in the U.S. in the late 1980s, 88 in Japan, 89 in the U.S., and 1990 in Europe. And that did cement Sega as a household gaming name. Rosen stayed on with Sega until 1996, and that was 2 years before Sega would launch Dreamcast, which is a console that, but frankly, failed. And that is what led Sega to bow out of the gaming hardware business. And that's where they made games instead of just making consoles and games. He will be missed. David Rosen at the 95. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. For this has been a Don Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. Rest in peace.